Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Diana and John with your 10 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a major anti-corruption organisation has raised alarm bells around the state government's decision to overhaul board positions across Queensland Health Services. The new legislation passed on Tuesday would allow for Health Minister Tim Nicholls to reshape 16 public hospital governing bodies at the complete discretion of Cabinet. The law would allow for Nicholls and Cabinet to sack board members without cause, where previously board members had to fulfil specific criteria to be sacked. It comes after a Brisbane Times investigation revealed more than 24 recent QLD health appointments had explicit ties to the LNP or were former members. And Brisbane City Council has announced it will crack down on short-stay accommodation on sites such as Airbnb for residential neighbourhoods. Almost 500 sites used as short-stay accommodation will be advised to cease operating and return to the long-term rental market by 30th of June 2026, according to Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. The council reforms mean property owners in low-density and low-medium-density areas will have to obtain development approval or take these properties off short-stay accommodation sites by mid-next year. The reforms also include a three-strike permit system to stamp out short-stay sites which disturb neighbourhoods. Owners who are found to be operating short-stay sites without a permit could face fines up to $140,000.
And in national news, residents of a bushfire-struck Tasmanian community are waiting for the roads for their homes to reopen as fire crews battle a blaze between Diana's Basin and Steiglitz and Flagstaff Hill. Tasmanian Fire Service Incident Controller David Castella said conditions had moderated overnight. Our focus for today is just going to consolidate the containment lines to keep that fire within its current boundary, he said. Crews are also working to contain the western edge of the fire, which is running parallel to the Tasman Highway. In other news, Victorian Premier Jacinta Allen has formally apologised in Parliament for injustices against Indigenous people in the state. To ensure that the wrongs of the past are never repeated, we say sorry, Ms Allen said on Tuesday in a special sitting. If this apology is to carry more than words and the intention of members today, then we must certify, though, through what we do next, that treaty is not merely a gesture, she said. Comes after a statewide treaty agreement with the Aboriginal community, the first of its kind in the country, was signed into Victorian law last month. It will officially commence this Friday.
In international news, Defence Minister Richard Marles has met with his American and British counterparts for the fourth annual AUKUS ministers meeting in Washington, D.C. Marles insists the AUKUS program is on track to provide Australia with nuclear-powered submarines in the next decade, despite delays plaguing shipbuilding programs. Now that they're all done, the focus has to be on delivery. The milestones are being met. AUKUS is on track, but this is a massive, massive task, and it's really important that we have our shoulders to the wheel, he said. The US has agreed to provide the submarines if doing so will not degrade its capabilities.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 29. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 12, which is in the extreme band. So stay sunsafe out there today, Brisbane. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
Kick off your weekend at Live at Melbourne Street Green, QPAC's free Friday night hangout. From 5:30 every Friday, discover a rotating lineup of free local music, dance and performance that's anything but ordinary. Grab a drink, grab a bite, and soak up some free live entertainment.